Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Mem Zayin. We're finishing up the Ramah in Sif Hei, where we're going through halachas of where we are machmir for certain foods that are prepared for Pesach, and even clean chametz tikka pots concerns for breadcrumbs in certain situations. Anyway, we continue on. Yesh Machmirin. This is the last piece of this Ramah. Yesh Machmirin. There are those that are Machmir. L'stapek mechemetz yayin shemestapek menekol hashar. There are those that are Machmir and do not use wine vinegar, which one uses the rest of the year out of concern that one poured leftovers back into a container. Look what he says, the chayshin and shema nasnubo min hash nishar min hasuda. There's a concern that one poured the leftovers back into the container. Ulefamim yeshbo pirure lechem. And those leftovers could very well contain chametz crumbs. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Samech Vav points out Yesh Machmirin Listapek Mechometz Ritzon Olomar Afilu Im Nase Achometz Bekli Chadosh. This is even if the chometz was made, this wine vinegar was made in a Pesach tikka kli, the gam nishavu mimenu b'klei Pesach, and even if it got taken out with kalim of Pesach, Pesach tikka kalim, even so afilo hachi aser, even so it's aser the machmir. Why sifkat nisayin samach zayin? Because the things that you, since this is wine vinegar that one uses the rest of the year, so the machmir, we said, had a concern that one poured leftovers back into the container, and those leftovers can contain chametz tikka crumbs. So Mr. Guri here says, Lafuke min hachometz shemunach bebeis haotzar b'shari. This is excluding chometz that was sitting in a storage room. That would be permitted. But this is something where you use this wine vinegar, it's in your kitchen, and the concern is that you're using it and you're pouring it back and back and forth, and it gets used with chametz tikka stuff, and there's concern that you put it back into a container. And the leftovers can have chametz tikka crumbs, and he says, Sifkot in Samaches, Yeshbo pirure lechem im sinina konam Pesach mutter. But this is only a chumra if one did not go ahead and filter it before Pesach, if one filtered it out to prevent any crumbs that might have been in it from existing on Pesach itself, because you, for example, filtered it like by pouring it onto a t-shirt and the t-shirt would catch any of the crumbs, then it would be mutter and no need to be machmir. The Ramah continues. Continuing on in the Ramah, uv mekaymais elu she'ein chometz yayin matzui. Now, in places where wine vinegar is not readily available, lo ra'isi machmirin bazeh. So he says he has not seen people who are actually machmir, where in places where wine vinegar is not readily available. What's the reason? Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Samech Tes, She'ein Chaim Zamech Matzui, Yalkein Afilu Nistapku Mimenu Shari. He says, in such a case, the Chumre here, even in a situation where you use it all year long, they would permit it, he says, for some reason. And it's basically because lo efsher bekal limtso acherin, because since wine vinegar is not readily available, it's not something you could find so easily, people were not machmir in those situations, and he hasn't seen it, the Rama says, people being machmir for it. Then he goes on, O yesh machmirin lechatchila shelo lemalois min yayin v'chaymeitz yayin toch shloshim lepesach b'kli chametz. He says, there are those that are machmir lechatchila not to draw wine or vinegar in the 30 days before Pesach with a chametz tikka kli. And he says, "Bimilu toch shloshim noagin shlolish tosu b'Pesach." And they maintain that if one did so, the minug they had was not to drink it on Pesach. He says, "Va'mekel lo efsid." Those that are mekel, he says, do not lose out. And certainly, he goes on, kol shekein b'makoyim she'ein yayin b'chametz matzoi. And for sure, once again, in places where wine vinegar, are not readily available, and he says, kein nira li, this is what appears to me. Let's see the Mishnah Brura on this. So we had said that od yesh machmirin lechatchila shelo lemalis min yayin lechametz yayin. There are those that are machmir lechatchila not to go ahead and fill up with yayin and chametz within 30 days of Pesach in a kli chametz. And he says if he did, then you would not drink it on Pesach. So he says, "Shelo lamois lemalois b'segura b'tzor loymar k'shabala malos chavis yain lePesach lo yivin alenu al yidei klei chametz." He says, when you're going to fill up the barrel of wine for Pesach, it should not be filled up into a chametz tikka kli, even though av shestam kelim nekiim, even though the average kli is the normal kli, the given kli is clean that you're going to use. The ein bahen lichlach be'en, and there's no gook or anything like that that is extant and around. So one does not go ahead and do this within 30 days, even though we say that Stam Kalim are Nikiyim, and all it is Rak Balua Besocha Uvalua, Eno Niflat Al Yedei Tzonein, and all it is Chametz absorbed into the Kli, and it's not, and we know that it doesn't go ahead and give out any Isser from the Kli via cold. Even so, people don't do it within 30 days. And those that people that are makel, Rama said, they don't lose out. The makli haya meirak mishutaf shari lekulei alma. If the kli was totally wiped and rinsed, it's going to be totally permitted according to all. Unless, of course, it was in and hanging out in the kli for 24 hours. Because even by chomets, the chomets ba'in and gam kein le'eis le'eis, chomets also requires 24 hours in order for it to be bolea, to absorb from the chomets. And then az afilo eino ben yomo. And then, even if it's not a ben yomo, it's going to be usher. Why? Because chometz is sharp. The churfei mashvei le shvach. Because once it's sharp, it's no longer no same time with gam. It's no same time with shvach. It's a good time. And he says the mekaymei shemarvin sukar the chometz yayin ein listapek imenu bepesach ella im kein sinanin kaidem bepesach. He says where they places where they pour. And they mix sugar into the wine vinegar. You should not go ahead and use it on Pesach unless it was drained and sifted out from any chametz particles. And once again, mutter b'di'eved, even afilu lo sinanan, even if you did not go out ahead and drain it and sift it from the chametz particles that possibly could be in there from the sugar that you're using, obviously, during the year. And we continue on. Rama, where he says, Chavis Yayin. Shedibku nisarev bibatsek. So now we have a situation where a barrel of wine, what happened is its boards, the boards of the wine was held together with dough. And what happened was, he says, "Im hu toch shnei chadashim kodem Pesach." If this was done within 2 months of Pesach, adayin rachu, it's still the dough is still going to remain soft. But no same time the Pesach. In other words, what you have here is dough, like you use like paste to hold together a barrel. And he's saying if it was within 2 months, it's still going to be soft, the dough. And of course, it's going to give tam b'Pesach. And therefore, asa l'shtoso, it's going to be asa to drink the wine. In the snu kodem l'chein, but if you used it to paste together and to hold together the barrel before, 2 months before, then Kvarnitz Yavesh, the dough totally dried out, and Eino Nosein Tam BePesach, it doesn't give out Tam on Pesach, this Shari, and it would be okay. Miu, he says, in Yesh Kazayas Batzeg B'Mokom Echad, he says, however, if there's a Kazayas of this Batzeg, of this dough, in one place in the barrel, Chayev Levaro, you have to get rid of it. Even if it's though it's being used to strengthen the barrel, okay, like we said earlier, Kidlael and Siman Tufman Bez Sif Zion, comes the Mishnah Brura and he explains that if the dough is still soft because it's within 2 months, it's going to give a tam. On Pesach Perish, da tam shenosam kaidem Pesach kvar nizbatel v'shishim. Because the tam that the tam, what he means to say, bePesach, is the tam that was nasan that he gave Korban Pesach, that was already in his batel b'shisha. Ela da'asar, but the problem is, it's going to be, you shouldn't be no same tam bePesach atzmo. It's going to give tam on Pesach itself, to hu b'mashu, that's going to be mashu. The after batzek hazehu chametz nuksha, even though this batzek is going to be chametz nuksha, and by nuksha sphere luhu, the kama poskum, many poskum hold that nuksha on Pesach is batel b'shishim, apetoch ha-pesach, even on Pesach, it'll help us some simon katon tezvav, ha-chagara, here it's worse. The kevet shenos in a yayin al-manas la-shoso b'toch ha-chavis, since you put the wine in there, in order for it to remain in that barrel, the Pesach, havikim mevatel, it's like you're being mevatel, the iser l'chatchila, and therefore it's usher to do, and therefore also it's going to be usher l'shtoso, aval l'kaimo shari, but to keep it around, and then have it after Pesach, that's okay, kevan she'avar alav shloshim yom, since 30 days already passed, and after 30 days, even though with respect to drinking the wine, the machmir, unless 2 months pass, because it has to be a yibush gum or a total drying, but to keep it around, it's going to be mutter if 30 days pass. But if this dough was actually put there and pasted in there to paste the barrel together within 30 days of Pesach, then you're not allowed to keep it around. You're not allowed, because this is like what we saw in Tuch Mem Beis, keeping around the papers that were stuck together with chametz. The Ramah says it was done within 30 days, should be machmir, and it's also to keep it around. Now, there was a Shar Tzion there, bringing the Prima Gadin, that in terms of keeping wine, it might be actually okay to keep it around, even though if it was done within 30 days. Sif katan ayin dalad in the snu kodam lachain, that if you pasted the barrel with this dough, with this dough paste, more than 2 months before Pesach, hangin shenasna abotil adabe kodem shneich chadashim, and it was done more than 2 months before Pesach, to go ahead and put the barrel together with it. So he says, then it's going to be okay to drink from. Ayim b'taz shadaitel dino the day b'shoshim yom. Taz holds that it's enough even 30 days. Aval magen Avram b'chok Yaakov daiton. They hold the dina to mashmos haramah. They hold like the ramah. The linyan she'em mutal l'shtoso ayayim. In order to drink the wine, ba'inan davka shnei chadashim, you need a good 2 months at least to have for the wine barrel to have dried from the paste that is used to create this wine barrel. Sifkatan ayin hay. He said that if is a kazayas of butzek in one place, then you have to get rid of it. Mistavra, what this means, the Torah Lomar, Afilu hu kodem shnei chadashim, he's saying even if this is more than 2 months before, if it was ayin vav b'makrim echad, ayin vav b'makrim echad, if it was in one place, the Torah Lomar, she'ein chut ha-batzek nifsak bein tayim, v'roi linatel ka'achas ilu haya lach. The basic idea is that the dough is connected, and if it was moist, it would be possible to pull it all out at once, like we saw back in Tuchman Bays. And therefore, it's going to be a situation where you have to sifkat nayin zayin chayiv levaro. You have to get rid of it. Ella in kain tacho betit, unless you went ahead and plastered it over with some type of tit, some type of clay. Because with this, even though there is a kzayis in one place, ain tzarech levaro. You do not have to get rid of it, because the fact that you covered it with clay, it's going to be batel, and it's going to be considered like part of the walls of the barrel, and it's going to be totally okay. Now,